This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1899. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded October 10th, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Indonesia, Israel, Korea North, Kurdistan, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, Puerto Rico, Saudi Arabia, Somaliland, Syria, Tanatuva, Ukraine, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Brian Powell in Sydney says this may be yet another nail in the coffin for the hopes of Radio Australia or ABC returning to shortwave because he forwards a story from news.com.au that Senator Nick Xenophon, with an X, the main advocate for reintroduction of Radio Australia and ABC Northern Territory shortwave services, has quit federal parliament to run for election in his home state of South Australia. More about the possible reactivation of Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil. Mike Terry forwards this from the London Shortwave blog. EBC has until December to reinstate Radio Nacional da Amazônia shortwave service to avoid losing its shortwave license. RNA went silent in March due to electricity supply issues. It's not been heard since then on 6180 or 11780. I came across two online articles which help clarify the ongoing situation, and they've been run through Google Translation. In short, after a widespread regional outcry, EBC, the broadcaster currently using Radio Nacional da Amazônia transmitters, has until December to reinstate the full service to avoid losing its shortwave broadcasting license. Some of the excerpts. Ribeirinhos and indigenous people reject the deactivation of RNA. It's been suffering from maintenance problems for many years. The full 250 kilowatt capacity on each channel was already reduced to 180 a long time ago. Often one channel would be off the air, but at least the other one was in operation. But the situation has never been as serious as it is now. On March 20th, lightning struck the substation that supplies electricity to Rodeador Park, 50 kilometers from the center of Brasilia, where the antennas are located. No practical action has been taken to repair the damage. It's been maintained only on internet and satellite, but people in the heart of the Amazon listen via old battery radios. The listeners feeling abandoned started complaining on live shows over the phone. In May, a statement of repudiation of the deactivation of the station was sent by 15 riverine and indigenous leaderships to the EBC Directorate, with copies to the Social Communication Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic and to the radio team. But EBC's direction or management remains mute on the subject. There's a lot more detail about this in the new DX Listing Digest, number 17-41, when published via worldofradio.com. Stephen Luce in Houston replies, the problems with RNA go beyond the technical side. I read an article on Bloomberg about the general economic situation in Brazil. It mentioned that government austerity measures were affecting many state institutions and employees, including the public broadcaster. The government may have no desire to spend any more money on RNA shortwave. Via Neil Wolfish in the MARA tip sheet, Steve Canny of the Ontario DX Association says, it was 26 years ago, October 1st, that I started doing the QSL service for CFRB and CFRX. Not a lot of reports coming in these days, but I still enjoy doing it when they do arrive. An update. In 2018, they plan to make a new transmitter building further back on the property, closer to the large antenna system. They will also purchase two brand new AM transmitters. I'm not sure if they will transplant the CFRX vertical or build a new one for the new location. I'm hoping it'll be a new one. The purpose for this move is to sell a large chunk of land along Royal Windsor Drive for commercial use. That's referring to CFRX on 6070, which is still on the air. Tim Rado in Luther, Iowa reports hearing something on medium wave 1098 kilohertz other than Marshall Islands to the west. This came from the northwest, according to his antenna. It was October 9th. I caught this around local sunrise, approximately 1150 UT. My guess, certainly a guess, is that this is the megawatt transmitter from CNR in China. Unfortunately, all I could get was a bit of audio, which he put on YouTube. Mauno Ritola in Finland listened and says, yes, this is exactly the type of music that CNR 11 Tibetan Service plays. It also fits in fine with the gray line to Golmud, China. Regarding last week's report of CMHW, W in Santa Clara, Cuba, the 840 station being heard on 670, conflicting with Radio Rebelde, more reports of this have come in the International DX Digest of the National Radio Club. Brett Saylor in North Carolina says on September 24th at 09:56, he heard an ID for WA on 840, but he was listening to 670. Also mixing with Radio Rebelde and WWFE in Spanish underneath. There was also an echo, so they must have been on multiple transmitters, also heard at 0700 UT. Could have been a feed error. But Bruce Conte, editor in New Hampshire, says he also heard it September 30th at 0900, mixing with Rebelde, saying it was in the center of Cuba, and likely they're using Radio Rebelde facilities in Santa Clara, listed as 50 kilowatts, and perhaps other co-channel sites due to hurricane damage at the 840 transmitter site. And Terry Kruger in Florida also reports hearing this. W Santa Clara on 670, October 7th at 10:30. However, this scenario has not been confirmed from Cuba. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania to the NASA fly sheet reports another anomaly from Radio Cairo, Egypt, the English broadcast, October 6th. He heard from 2202 until off at 2249 on 9719.6, instead of where it's usually heard, 9799.6. There is another clandestine for Ethiopia on 15360. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association was hearing it October 7th at 1756, mentioning Amara, A-M-A-R-A, and off at 1759. There is a GoFundMe site about the Amara Media Center, which maybe has something to do with it. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been checking this further. He says it's one of the BRB clandestines transmitted via France at 17 to 18 UT on 15360, but on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday only. Announcement is like Amara or Yamara Dimse Radio, and it's jammed by Ethiopia with the usual white noise digital sounds. Kai Ludwig says this very slot has for some months starting last November been used for Voice of Amara. So it seems this has returned. In fact, it was listed in the World Radio TV Handbook as of a year ago on page 511, as Jari Savolainen points out. In fact, it's based, guess where, Washington, D.C. or Silver Spring, Maryland. It says it went on the air October 1st of last year, produced by the charitable NGO Moresh Wegene Amara Organization, or MWAO. And Ivo Ivanov says they have an additional broadcast now on Sundays, but it's 1 hour earlier at 16 UT on the same frequency, 15360 via France. Speaking of which, I've noticed some other transmissions from Issoudun, France, as listed, but they're way off frequency. You'd think they could do better. October 5th at 1824, there was some music and talk on 15299.853. That's listed as Radio France International. And a couple of minutes later, I found 15373.941. Also very weak with flutter and music. That's unclear whether it's RFI or a relay of Taiwan. Sources contradict. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports October 7th, the station previously heard testing on 6160, identifying as Europe's new voice on shortwave, is audible on 3975 from TuneIn at 2105, very weak and noisy here in Reading. but copied the 6160 at shortwaveradio.de email as previously announced. It was a lot weaker than other German signals on 3995, 3985, and 3905. About this, Wolfgang Büschel says, tests of the new Habe 1 kilowatt music station from Winsen Aller, Germany, is registered. It was heard between 20 and 22 UT on 3975, Thursday, October 5th, but nothing heard during the daytime, Friday, October 6th. The schedule is supposed to be Monday to Saturday on 3975 for 2 hours, starting at 12, 16, and 20 UT, while on 6160, the alternate hours are filled at 10, 14, and 18. Bougainville was already off at 12:51 UT October 6th, so 3325 was clear for the other station, Radio Republik Indonesia in Palangkaraya. They were in fact running S9 to S7 with songs, which lasted past the top of the hour. Finally, there was an RRE Palangkaraya ID at 13:01 and a 5-pip time signal ending more than a sesquiminute late at 13:01:34.5. And then they mentioned Palangkaraya a few more times, a promo for Berita, but there was no news. 13:05, they went back to songs. In fact, this had a better signal than the so-called Voice of Indonesia on 9525.942, which I tuned up to a couple of minutes later at 13:06. I cannot even confirm it was in English as scheduled. These are the only two Indonesian shortwave stations left on the air. Noel Green in England says, if I remember correctly, RRI has two 100-kilowatt transmitters, but only one in use, maybe the other used for spares. All of the 250-kilowatt transmitters disappeared a long time ago. Erratic operation suggests the one they have left is not in very good order. Wolfgang Büschel says, a decade ago they had left three 100-kilowatt units ready for service at the Chimangas, Jakarta site, one of them also used on 9680 for the domestic RRI relay. But now the others have been used for spares. They are all being used to keep a single transmitter on the air these days. Well, I'm not so sure of this, since they do shift about 1 kilohertz, suggesting that they have two different transmitters, 9525 and 9526, both slightly on the low side. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a publication from the Strategic Communications Group, the people who run Voice of Hope, KVOH in California and in Zambia. It says, we've said yes to a powerful shortwave station in Israel. The new Voice of Hope to Iran will allow us to reach more than 300 million people more in Iran and neighboring countries. We must first replace a 30-year-old transmitter with a new 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter available for purchase in Germany. We've already built and equipped the Farsi broadcast studio. Why are they doing this? Piercing the iron veil of Islam, quote unquote. Following up last week's news about the latest frequency change for sea breeze from Japan for North Korea concerning the 13 UT hour, 6040 replacing 5965. Now Ivo Ivanov provides the rest of the changes. The repeat broadcast at 16 to 17 UT has moved from 6165 to 6090, also including English on Thursdays only. And in between, the relay of Furusato no Kaze at 1405 to 1435 has moved from 7295 to 6165. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1899. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, who sent a check in the mail, U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our broadcast and our website, worldofradio.com, are totally non-commercial. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. As of October 8th, another new updated schedule of Dengue Kurdistania, according to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Now they're only using the Armenia transmitter site with 100 kilowatts, that's 192 degrees. Oh, except when there are two frequencies at once, in which case the other one is 300 kilowatts. 0230 to 05 on 6155. 05 to 18 on 7320 and 7520. 18 to 21, 6155 and 7320. There are a couple of collisions for half an hour. 6155 with Adventist World Radio at 0430 and 7520 with Radio Free Asia at 1430. These new Dengue Kurdistani transmissions via Armenia have been registered with HFCC by Bundesnetzagentur, an agency of the German federal government. That's quite interesting because in 2008, that very government banned Roj TV, R-O-J, the operator of the station, in its former incarnation as Dengue Mesopotamia. Note also that Nuroz TV, the new parent station of Dengue Kurdistania, is gone. It had been shut down by Eutelsat last October, then successfully sued Eutelsat and returned on Eutelsat 7 West A, which was hardly suitable for their purpose. But now they're no longer seen in frequency lists, and their website has been stripped of all content, www.newroz.tv. This is really a developing story. Here are some very interesting statistics compiled by Tim Hall, a keen DXer in California, especially of Mexican medium wave stations, the status of Mexican migration to FM. He has his own list of all Mexican stations, totaling 965 of them, but here are how he breaks that down. Stations I'm confident have moved to FM, 25%. Stations believed to have moved to FM but not confirmed, 18%. Station whose status is unknown, 22%. Stations believed to be still active on AM but not confirmed, 6%. And stations I'm confident are still active on AM, 28%. That's 271. Radio New Zealand Pacific keeps adjusting its schedule. October 5th at 0614, they were missing from 9630 but suddenly popped on the air at 0620. Now on October 10th, I heard them still on 11725 at 0616, no 9630. Iwe Ivanov says this was the schedule as updated October 5th, in the AM mode. As usual, I'll just give the start time, and then there's a one-minute break, more or less, as they change frequencies. From 2051 on 13840, 2259, 15720. 0359 11725, 0759 7425, 1259 6170. There's no DRM on Saturdays, so on that day only they continue on AM 6170 until 1759 9700, 1859 11725. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, reports on October 9th at 2000. I was looking for Amhara, Ethiopia on 6090, but there was another signal on 6089.905. Couldn't get any definite audio. I wonder if it was Kaduna, Nigeria, reactivated. Wolfgang Büschel quickly checked using his own and remote receivers and agrees it probably is FRCN, Kaduna, Nigeria, varying slightly around 6089.914. Heard not only at 2105 UT, but also in the morning at 0525 until fade out around 0610. Of course, all this is audibilized by the absence of Anguilla. Torsten Hallmann in Germany also reports October 10th from 1726. Very likely Kaduna in the clear and quite strong, as Ethiopia had closed down. Kaduna was terribly distorted. At 1730, Nigeria was mentioned a few times, and it was off by 1742. A Radio World story of October 5th by Susan Ashworth via Artie Bigley says, how the industry is helping broadcasting brethren in Puerto Rico. As PR continues to struggle with the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, stateside organizations have been reaching out to brethren in the U.S. territory to help bring stations back. About a week after the storm, many stations across the island lack proper power generators or diesel, and others are still outright out of commission due to the effect of severe winds and heavy rain, according to Eduardo Rivero, vice president of the Puerto Rico Broadcasters Association. As you can imagine, our stations were severely hit. Bottom line, I would say less than 50% of the broadcasters are now on air or partially on air, he said. The major AM/FM networks have been able to get back on their metro stations, some with limited power or coverage. Others are broadcasting over the web. At least one Saudi Arabian transmitter in frequency is very much out of order again. October 5th at 1341, I heard them in Arabic, centered about 15380.03 variable, but with a big buzz like a frying sound, just like old times. This was parallel to 17615 in the clear. This particular transmission is aimed from Riyadh toward Turkey, 310 degrees, with 500 kilowatts. That overkill blasts it right on to North America. And the same situation was still going when I checked October 9th at 1326. In DX Fanzine, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing Radio Hargeisa Somaliland, 7120, signing on at 0330, September 19th, also audible on two additional frequencies, 7078 and 7162. I assume those must be spurs coming out of their own transmitter, since they're plus and minus 42 kilohertz. I have not noticed them, but we should be on the lookout for them. Regarding our previous report that Radio Damascus Syria had resumed its foreign language service on 783 kilohertz in Russian, German, French, and English and Spanish between 17 and 22 UT. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, when checking those times on subsequent evenings since first reported September 21st, I have only heard Arabic. So this may have been a one-off relay of the foreign language services. Tanu Tuva, my philatelic background may be showing. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says one of the more obscure Russian shortwave stations in days gone by was Kyzyl Radio, K-Y-Z-Y-L, broadcasting from the capital city of the Tuva Republic, eastern Siberia on the Mongolian border. It was on 6100 kHz, but shortwave closed in 2013, and now medium wave have also ceased. The state radio and TV company Tuva broadcast their local services on 105.5 megahertz as Radio Russia Tuva and 103.4 as Radio Mayak Tuva. They also have a website with no live streaming, but there's an on-demand archive of news bulletins in Tuvan and Russian from both radio services and the local Russia Adyen TV equivalent. It's www.gtrktuva.ru. Here's an item from the Ukrainian website proradio.org.ua, quoted in RusDX, that the National Council of Ukraine on Television and Radio Broadcasting suggests that the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine build a system for jamming radio signals from the annexed Crimea into the territory of mainland Ukraine. We've had little to report for a long time under the heading of power line communications and their threat to interfere with radio reception. But now in communication of the British DS Club, this from Mike Trod of the UK QRM group about the continuing battle against electrical interference on behalf of radio enthusiasts. We now face the biggest threat to our radio spectrum ever. This time it is from Sky Q, which also uses power line networking as part of its mesh system. So far, installations have been randomly using PLT, but Sky clearly plans to use this as the default for streaming, enabling all the PLT systems out there. We are most likely looking at millions and millions of houses up and down the country being turned into wideband radio jamming stations. The range of SkyQ interference I've encountered is at least 300 feet. Sky are very well aware of the issue, as their own help forum shows, but they are sticking to the very lame claim that they comply with essential requirements. it is highly irresponsible for Sky to be rolling out this flawed system. One-time pirate Radio Caroline has been authorized now the BBC frequency in the UK of 648 kHz. Here's an update from their Facebook via Mike Terry. Many are asking about our AM service, where we stand. An update as of October 5th from Peter Moore. People are keen to see our new service commence. There was a romantic notion that we might just get on the air by August 14th. This was tried, but not possible. It's a new situation for Caroline to have to consider matters like fire insurance, health and safety, public liability, and all the regs and certifications needed for handling heavy objects, working at height, and the danger of RF and high voltages. We know exactly what we're doing, but just need lots of paperwork to prove it. When this is achieved, the actual installation is a relatively easy task, and we are keen to do this at the earliest opportunity. Via David Cole, a disturbing story from money.cnn.com of October 6th, that a Bannon ally wants to turn the Broadcasting Board of Governors into a legacy for Bannon. No time now for details, but I suggest you read all about it. And in CIDX Messenger, a story from Journalism in the Americas. U.S. repeals ban on broadcasting Voice of America and other government-funded news for American audiences. Thanks to Jeff White, we're pleased to find some additional times for World of Radio on WRMI. In addition to the one we already discovered, Wednesday at 20:30 on 9955. Last Tuesday, Harold Froge reported during World of Radio at 20:30 UT on 11580, when it's also duplicated on 9455. That's just 1 hour before the next broadcast on 9455, and if it ever comes back, 15770. This is right during the time I am recording World of Radio, so this week I'm for sure not being able to bring you the new edition at 20:30, but instead at 21:30. And another new time on the WRMI schedule for World of Radio is Thursday at 22:30 on 5850, preceding Radio Tirana. That's beam northwest right across the U.S. John Carver heard Alan Weiner worldwide on WBCQ say that the FCC has told him that 3250 was causing interference to a military station on 3245. Cease and desist. The new frequency on 90 meters for WBCQ, according to Larry Will, is 3265. It may be on the air during this weekend's Alan Weiner Worldwide, if the new crystal is ready. Zanzibar has reactivated on 11735, according to numerous reports. Ivo Ivanov says it's 15 to 21 UT, including English, usually at 1800. Another African reactivation, this just in, Torsten Hallman in Germany says the Somali regional station from Ethiopia, 5940, heard again October 10th at 1829. Mark Cody in Ontario reports an UN ID with music on 11 meters, 26005, October 8th at 1351. The propagation outlook from Boulder. G2 moderate geomagnetic storms are expected. October 13th, ANK indices peaking at 36 and 6, and even more so October 25th, peaking at 45 and 6. Solar flux expected to rise from 74 October 18th, slightly to 80 starting October 20th, and down to 76 by November 1st. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1899. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week.